Tefeth hadn't considered that. Hopefully she'd be able to convince the authorities that she really did have an urgent message for Grandmaster Satil Shan.
Ha! Didn't think of that, did you?
Gorbachev gloated, recognizing the reason for a silence.
See, that's why you need me around, watching out for you.
Worth the risk, Tefeth argued. 10,000 credits, too good to pass up.
If he pays you. He already owes us another 20 on credit. Remember how we renegotiated the original deal? He says 10 now, but when it comes time to pay, who knows how much he'll actually be willing to fork over? Maybe zero.
Won't be zero,
Tefeth grumbled.
Even if he comes through with the 10 he promised, and the 20 he already owes us, I got a better deal for you,
Gorbachev said.
Forget about the message. We sell the prosperity and split the profit. We both come out way ahead in that game.
Tefeth wasn't surprised by Gorbachev's plan. He was a despicable man with no honor. But he knew how to turn a profit. And everything he'd said about Theron was true. Theron had reneged on the original deal. And even if she delivered the message and he didn't double-cross her, there was a good chance whatever crazy plan he was trying to pull off wouldn't work. If he was killed or captured by the Sith, she could kiss her credits goodbye.
Well, sunshine, what's it gonna be?
How much we get for the shuttle?
50,000, easy. Plus, I still got your cut of the 30 I stashed away.
If she tried to help Theron, Gorbachev might just shoot her where she stood. Even if she tricked or overpowered him, her days with the old Tian Brotherhood would be over. And there was a good chance she might not get paid anyway. Or she could abandon Theron, keep working with Gorbachev, and continue climbing the ranks of the Brotherhood while making an easy 40,000 credits.
Good money, sunshine,
Gorbachev prodded.
Enough to ease any guilt about betraying a friend.
And how long till you betray us?
Tefeth thought. Tefeth sprang into action, hoping to catch Gorbachev off guard as he waited for her answer. He was standing 3 steps away from her, his gun still pointed casually at the ground. Her first step was free. On her second, his eyes went wide with the realization of what was happening. On the third, he was bringing the gun up, but he only got it halfway before she knocked it out of his hand with a spinning back kick. She followed it up with a jumping front kick, swinging her foot as hard as she could and catching him right between the legs. Gorbachev collapsed on the ground, curled up in the fetal position, groaning softly. Tefeth scooped up his fallen pistol, pointed it at him, then decided not to pull the trigger. Instead, she tucked it into her belt and raced over to the shuttle. She punched in the access code, and the Prosperity's boarding ramp descended with a soft hiss from the pressurized cabin. She ran up it, turning to glance back at Gorbachev. He was still on the floor, but he was crawling toward the ship. He met her eye with a hate-filled gaze. Something in that look made Tefeth realize he wasn't done yet. Reacting on pure instinct, she threw herself back and to the side, grabbing one of the boarding ramp struts to keep from falling off. At the same time, Gorbachev's hand flickered, dropping to the sharpened blade he kept strapped to his thigh and hurling it in her direction with a single well-practiced motion, almost too quick for the eye to follow.